This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Election Day is just under a month away. But Michigan radio political analyst Jack Lessenberry has already cast his ballot, voting at his kitchen table with an absentee ballot. Now, Jack, you remind us anyone over 60 qualifies for an absentee ballot. Why do you believe we'd be a better democracy if everyone could vote this way?
Well, a lot of people who go and vote in the voting booth either ignore or make bad decisions sometimes in what are called the down ballot races. Now, most people know who they're going to vote for governor and senator and congressman, and maybe their state legislators, but there are people running for school boards, for community college boards, for boards of university trustees, and there's always ballot proposals local and statewide. And if the average voter spent all the time they needed to study them in the voting booth, they wouldn't have the information, and B, we'd still be voting at Christmas. So people tend to ignore these races or vote for people with names like Kelly that they don't know. And we have some statistics showing that people who vote absentee tend to do more homework and vote for more of these races.
In fact, in your commentary, you talked about the fact that you smacked up against some races and names you didn't know, and tell us what you did.
Well, hey, I do this for a living. I cover politics for a living, so I knew all the politicians, but I really had no idea about the folks running for the Oakland Community College Board. They spend a lot of money. It's an important institution, so I got online. The League of Women Voters has always done a superb job ranking and rating these candidates. Local newspapers interview them, and so I did some research and learned to the best of my ability which people stood for things that I thought they should stand for, or in which people had the qualifications. Same with judicial races. Now, some of us may know about the state Supreme Court, but there's other judicial races too, and if you've got some new people running for a district judge in your town, chances are you likely have never heard of them.
And I will confess to standing there in the booth and hitting some names and trying to decide what's the lesser of the evils, to kind of take a wild stab, like, okay, woman, you're in, or not vote at all. So you really raise a really good point. And the question then becomes, why is it not as easy in Michigan to vote absentee as it is in other states?
Well, there are some, traditionally, at least the rap has been that Republicans really wanted to keep turnout low. And there are some studies that show the more people who vote, the better Democrats tend to do. Not always the case, but Democrats tend to be lazier voters than Republicans, especially in an off-year election. Republicans have always been better about getting to the polls. In most states, you can have what's called a no-reason absentee ballot. But a woman of your tender years, Cindy, for example, would have to either say you're going to be out of town. If you're going to be in jail, they'll give you an absentee ballot. Not too many people admit to that, but they really don't ask any questions. Quite frankly, I got them for years saying, well, I might be out of town.
Sure.
But in most places, you get Ohio, you just ask for one, and in a lot of states, more and more states, they have early voting. You can vote at certain hours weeks before the election. In Texas, millions of people vote before Election Day by going to the polling place and doing it.
And as you pointed out in your commentary, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson wants her fellow Republicans to get on the bandwagon for this.
She wants to at least to have no, she doesn't want early voting. And Secretary Johnson doesn't want, some people say we should do online voting. Well, I'm with Secretary Johnson on this. I don't think it's a good idea. In fact, some students demonstrated that not only could they rig the online voting to show, hack it to show incorrect vote totals, they fixed it so whenever anyone voted, it would play the U of M fight song, which may or may not be a good thing. But at any rate, she wants no reason absentee voting. Republicans in the legislature have really not been excited about that.
So that I kind of hear your challenge to state lawmakers, do the thing that could save money and get more of us voting.
Well, it's the whole thing about democracy is that we want people to vote, and we want people to cast informed votes. And I think that if you have a ballot that you can take home and study, the odds are much greater you'll do that.
Michigan radio political commentator Jack Lessenberry. As always, thank you so much, Jack.
My pleasure, Sandy. Have a great day.